from KQED.
Later today, Los Angeles County supervisors take up the question of how best to oversee the jails again. After the latest scandal over deputies allegedly brutalizing inmates at Men's Central Jail, supervisors will consider two proposals, including one to create a citizens' commission on jail violence. Separate from the Office of Independent Review set up 10 years ago, the FBI is conducting its own investigation. What the supervisors can't do is fire the sheriff. That question is up to local voters. Lee Baca is making his case to the public through the press, offering reporters a rare glimpse inside Men's Central Jail. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark takes us there. A note to listeners, the story contains graphic descriptions.
Past the sounds of pent-up inmate rage that bounces off peeling graffiti-scarred walls, past a burly deputy guarding a line of equally burly inmates, you'll find the jail chapel. On a recent morning, about 200 men in county-issued blues sat in the chapel's wooden pews waiting to talk to the man ultimately in control of their lives, at least while they're locked up here, Sheriff Lee Baca. He's just walked to the front of the room.
Gentlemen, we're ready to go.
After so much bad news around reports of abusive deputies in the jails, the sheriff is here to show inmates and the rest of the world, which is why reporters were invited, that he's doing something. When the new abuse allegations started coming out last month, he tried to defend his jail's record. But in the last 2 weeks, he's announced a set of plans meant to fix things. He's appointed a staff task force to reopen investigations on 70 abuse complaints. He's assigned new commanders to manage the jails. And he's started a series of town hall meetings, like this one, where he talks directly with inmates.
Let me tell you something about what's going on here. I'm the sheriff, and I'm responsible for you.
The men in this chapel are just a fraction of the 15,000 inmates that fill LA's jails on charges ranging from shoplifting to murder. Though most of them haven't actually been convicted of anything yet, and some never will. They're waiting for trial, but can't afford bail. After the sheriff introduces himself, he gives these men something between an excuse and an apology about the jail system he runs.
Like anything, even though I have the overall responsibility for the whole operation, the truth is I don't know everything what's going on. That's a part of the reality of why we're here, that we got to do a better job for you.
Then he opens the floor.
Gentlemen, anybody, please. Yes, sir.
I'd like to address a couple of things. First of all, the vending machines. We pay $10.75 for a $10 vending card.
At first, that's how the meeting goes. Mundane complaints. Instant soups cost too much. The rec room is never open. For an hour and a half, you almost forget that this is the jail at the center of a widening scandal over alleged deputy brutality, with claims of gang-like cliques that beat one inmate so violently they broke his jaw and carved racist initials into the skull of another. You almost forget that until, near the end of the meeting, a young man near the back stands up.
I want to know what's up with the police whooping our ass and all that for no reason.
Okay, he's talking about police doing whippings.
And then the floodgates open. Another inmate describes a guard slamming him against the wall for no reason when he was waiting in line for medication. Another talks about getting strip searched for just looking the wrong way.
We looking at the floor and they're like, what you looking at? We ain't even looked over at them, know nothing. They want to put you all on the wall, strip you out. They want to make you drop your pants, squat, cough, spread them and all that old extra stuff. And then you ain't complying with them. Now here come they boys, the rest of the gang, and now you getting packed up.
Okay, he said it right. Well, didn't he? This is a major issue. And my commanders, they hear you too, okay? And even the deputies hear you.
And that's just what some inmates are afraid of.
I know that every person who stands up here, we're kind of like, okay, now there's a spotlight on us. So when we go back in these hallways and you guys leave, there's going to be a little tension, you know what I mean? So
after the meeting, I'm not allowed to talk to any of the inmates. But I do get to speak with Sheriff Baca and ask him why it took a national scandal to start addressing these complaints.
I don't have any reluctance to set the blame on myself.
Baca framed the problem as one of communication in a giant bureaucracy.
I thought, you know, it was being addressed all along, that all the complaints were being investigated and that we've arrived at appropriate answers to those investigations.
It's a very
damning statement about the management system that he has in place.
Peter Eliasberg is with the American Civil Liberties Union. The group has been monitoring L.A. jails as part of a settlement in a federal lawsuit.
The Sheriff's Department is a very large organization, and he has been in charge of it for many, many years. And if his management structure was keeping this kind of information from him, it speaks volumes to his ability to set up a management structure that works.
The irony of the criticism over Sheriff Baca's management is that he has a strong reputation for being progressive and humane, even new agey, in his law enforcement approach. Connie Rice is a civil rights attorney and close friend of the sheriff. She says there's a disconnect between his vision and how the department is operating.
He's an inspirational leader, and he does it through positive energy and that kind of thing. I think he's now seeing that's not enough, that you actually have to change the incentives, you have to rewrite the job descriptions, you have to change the promotional criteria, and what people do on their shifts, just very concrete changes.
While Baca refines his strategy, the county has its own plans to bring in more oversight of the jails. At a meeting today, L.A. supervisors are expected to create an independent jail commission. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.